Bishop at rbishop at aquapoolcarellc.com.
Dabo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Let's just get rid of that music. I don't have time for it. Honestly, we could go till midnight tonight because there's just so many things I still want to get to. And I'll come to you guys on the phones in 1 second on the Northland Communication phone lines. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. I'd go for some of that right now, too. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes, then added some things that were uniquely their own, like mac and cheese, which they make from scratch. They do catering, tailgates, parties, anything you want. So by all means, go see Tom's Barbecue. Call them up. Let them hook you up. Whatever kind of get-together you're having, your get-together is going to be an enormous success if you have Tom's Barbecue behind you. And again, the football season coming up. Don't forget, for all your tailgating needs, Tom's Barbecue. Just call ahead. They just redid the store in the storefront. Everyone asks about the Cheerwine National Champion sauce. It's incredible. If you think it sounds good, go try it. You'll thank me later. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours, then they fry them for 60 seconds. It's just a great combination. The wings come out moist. They taste great. Then you can smother them in any of the 8 sauces if you want. Fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff behind Lowe's, 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. All right, before I come to you, and I have, at some point here, I've got about 3 really interesting, strange, disturbing stories that we're going to get to, and I'm not counting this one, which is Kansas has now reportedly been subpoenaed in connection to the FBI's probe into the college basketball corruption, and that's from CBS Sports. Yeah. Jayhawks.
It's somebody else.
Yep. Kansas reportedly subpoenaed in connection to the investigation. D'Souza and Billy Preston are believed to be at the heart of the FBI's interest in Kansas. I've just seen this article from CBS. I've not had time to look at it or digest it yet. I'll try and do that before the end of the show, but more bad news for another basketball power. It's never good when the FBI wants to. You know what? They can downplay it like Maryland did, sort of saying, well, we're cooperating. We provided all the information. We don't see anything. They don't care whether you see anything. They care whether they see something.
They're going to do like that other guy, cooperate with help the FBI, yeah. Right?
Who do we lose on line one that was the longest person on hold, Ramona? Who was that?
I'm not sure.
You get back in, caller on line one. I'll put you back up. Let me get to Charles and Gordon. Well, actually, we just had a casualty there. So you can get in. 654-767. Charles, how are you? What just happened there, Ramona? We just lost 4 people at the same time. Charles, I'll put him on hold, see if you salvage that one. But you can get in. That opens up some lines regardless. 654-767. All right, here's the thing. I have, see you, Tiger Bruce. That's a good one. That's a really good one on my Twitter feed. Try who again?
Charles.
Try Charles again. Charles.
I'm here.
Hey, Charles, how are you? Yep. Appreciate you getting in.
Before I jump into what I was going to mention, can't really be an upset when you've lost to Citadel in 2 different decades. So the second one around, and the first one around, I knew what was coming. They just wishboned them to death in the 80s.
That's hysterical.
What I called about was Greg LeMond, 1989.
Yep.
Buckshot, all in his chest. Wasn't even signed with a really good team. His team barely got in. Beat his old team. And in a time trial last day, they'll never hold a time trial on the last day or last stage again. But it was, I know most of your listeners have no desire to even understand it, but for the guy to come back and win in 9 seconds, and they still have not beaten the record for the time trial mile per hour effort he put in for that length of a time trial. It was just, if you look at the numbers, biologically, it was incredible.
Yeah, I like it, Charles. It's a good call. Are you a cyclist, Charles?
That I am.
You know, look, it takes a cyclist sometimes to recognize a cyclist. Ben Milstead will love this call.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
Yeah, it's a good job, Charles. It's a good job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yep, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But, Ramona, I have two people. I have the texter who now I've lost that text completely in a deluge of texts. And I have somebody else. I have Craig Trainer on my Twitter feed who has matched my answer. So it appears, Ramona, that at least two people came up with this, and I wasn't sure that anyone would. There are probably a lot of people who are diehard sports fans who have no idea who Alexander Karelin was. What Alexander Karelin was a living, breathing monster that came out of Siberia. He was a wrestler, a Greco-Roman wrestler, who, even at a young age, was just bigger and stronger than all of his competitors. He received some of the greatest coaching on earth and represented the Soviet Union, Russia, in the Olympics 3 times. Well, 4 times. The first 3 times he won gold medals. He not only won 3 gold medals, he was 9-time world champion, 12-time European champion. He went 6 years. Listen to what I'm telling you. He went 6 years without allowing a point.
6 years?
Six wow. years. His favorite move was the Karelin lift, where basically, even when he was in trouble, even when you deadened your weight, he could just pick you up and throw you on your back, and did. For 13 years, he dominated the sport to such a degree that it wasn't fair. There was no fairness to be had. He was an invincible machine that could not lose. And oh, by the way, this guy is no dummy. Alexander Karelin was also a really intelligent human being. PhD, law degree, went into politics, loved ballet. You'd never know it to look at him, even today. You know, but what he was invincible. And when you think about a wrestler who went 6 years without allowing a single point. Not
just winning, right. But nobody scored.
Right. In wow. one of the years in the Olympics, he won all his matches in a total of 7 minutes.
Well, you're quick when you don't have to worry about somebody else doing something.
That's how dominant a figure he was in the sport. And you know who beat him, Ramona, and ended all that?
Who?
A fat 400-pound American named Rulin Gardner. Rulin Gardner was supposed to be the next chew toy for Karelin.
Yeah.
But Rulon Garner, now again, Karelin was older by that time, but still, you know, he was like a, Rulon Garner was like a million to one shot against Karelin. But Garner knew how to deaden his weight and keep his feet on the floor, and he weighed 400 pounds.
I say, couldn't and so do that lifting.
Right, so exactly. So Karelin's famous Karelin lift wasn't as effective against Garner. And Karelin said about that bout that he made one fatal mistake, and then he just realized that he just no longer had the energy or the drive to want to overcome it. That it was just like...
He stopped after that
one? No, he didn't quit, but he just knew in his heart that he just no longer had what it took. That whatever it was all those years that drove him, that in that instance against Rulon Garner, that it was over. And that was at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And I think you can make the case, and two of you, at least two of you, the texter I indicated before and Craig on my Twitter feed matched that. And I didn't think anybody would come up with that. I thought, I actually thought there might be, because I thought that there was a possibility. You know, we have really intelligent listeners. We've covered a lot of things. I don't know if we've ever spoken about this before. I have a feeling that we did, but it was a million years ago, you know, and it's nothing that would have been fresh in anybody's mind. But Craig wrote, how about when Rulon Garner defeated Alexander Karelin in the Sydney 2000 Olympics? And that's it exactly. That's my match. That's my outlier match. Because, again, Karelin was thought to be invincible. Absolutely invincible, as you would think. I mean, there are people who describe his time. In fact, a fellow wrestler of Karelin, when he had a chance to meet him, and when he actually had a chance to train with him, a fellow wrestler said that there is only one of them like that every 1,000 years. That's how dominant Karelin was. Again, I can't say it enough. Anyone who knows the sport of wrestling, Greco-Roman wrestling, 6 years without allowing a point. Not losing, without allowing a point. That's what a dominant figure he was when a United States fat man named Rulon Garner, who weighed 400 pounds, was a fat man.
So he knew how to still be up and keep his feet on the floor and still... What, lay on the guy? Yeah, what was going on there?
The belief was that,
And he couldn't flip him?
Yeah, and that, again, as Karelin said, he said, in his own words, he made one fatal mistake, and then he just realized that he no longer had the energy or the drive to overcome it. He just, it was over for him in that instance. He knew it was over. And again, he was older then. You know, maybe it's something that we should have seen coming, but had he won 3 straight gold medals and was he so historically significantly dominant, but everyone thought Rulon Garner was a tomato can. You know,
that tomato can.
Yeah, there was no methodology by which the fat 400-pounder, Rulon Garner was like from... I don't remember where he was from. He was from like Minnesota or somewhere or something of that sort. I'd have to look that up. I can't remember where Rulon Garner was from, but no one believed that Rulon Garner could win a gold medal in the heavyweight division in Greco-Roman. No one believed that match was supposed to be just the crowning achievement of Alexander Karelin's career. And instead, it wound up in a defeat that he still thinks about today. At his advanced age now.
What? Now he had to lose sometime.
Not to him. You know, the other guy that deserves mention in this category is Dan Gable. And no one mentioned Gable in terms of greatness, but Dan Gable was sort of our Karelin. And we had Cale Sanderson mentioned earlier, but Dan Gable in Dan Gable's high school and college career, and I have it here somewhere, but I'm not seeing it. In Gable's high school and college career, he was 182-1. 182-1. And Gable was not just a legend in the sport of freestyle wrestling, but Gable was also a brilliant coach. Texting says, coaching, Gable is the best for now. Yeah. Yeah, Gardner was from Wyoming. That's right. Thank you, Kirk. I appreciate that. Yep, and another text said that as well. I knew it was somewhere like in Big Sky Land or somewhere out there. But Dan Gable, as a coach at Iowa after his wrestling career was over, his teams won 15 national championships in 21 years. Gable's teams won 15 national titles in 21 years. And again, by the way, Gable also won a gold medal in his weight class without ever losing a point. Without ever losing a point. Gable won a gold medal allowing no points in winning the gold medal. And again, Gable in his legendary high school and college career, 182-1. You know what's really strange? He lost the last bout of his college career. I don't know if it was a focus issue. I don't know what it was.
In the very end?
Yeah. He was 182-0 for his entire high school and college career and lost the final bout of his college career. And again, he went on and won a gold medal and didn't allow any points in doing so and went on to be the greatest wrestling coach in history, winning 15 national championships in 21 years for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Not too shabby. Right? Basically, 35 years worth of dominance over the sport. 35 years worth. Let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company, somebody who dominates their sport. Look, Elkmont's a special place. I don't care. If you're an outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, you're looking for anything, you'll find it at Elkmont, whether you're a casual type of user just wants to go hiking on a weekend, or whether you're a full-fledged enthusiast who wants to kayak down the boldest river. That's Elkmont. They'll hook you up. They have it all. They even have a boutique for ladies. It's incredible. The food at Elkmont's insanely good. You get a London broil sandwich for like $9.95. They have a red potato salad that they make as a side that's homemade, that's just delicious. 16 locally brewed craft beers on tap. It's a great place to go for lunch. It's a great place to go for their specials, like Monday nights, the barbecue special, which just is insanely good barbecue. It's all those things. But if you're a kayaking enthusiast, you need to go see Elkmont. You don't want to go to a big box store. You want to go where somebody has some expertise, where they can guide you and help you along the way. Lee, the owner, has been involved in kayaking his whole life. He knows the sport inside and out. He will get you outfitted, ready to go. He'll fit you to just the right equipment for you. Go to Elkmont Trading. If you're at all interested in kayaking, get to Elkmont Trading Company. Ask to speak to Lee. Tell him I sent you. I promise he'll take care of you. We'll take a quick break here. We have lots to get to, including a couple disturbing stories. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Listen weekdays to the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report with me, Brad Sink, of Host of the Press Box. We'll update you on what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. Brought to you by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source, 3124 North Main, Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com, or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Take an extra 15 to 25% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any purchase, no minimum, today only. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn Star Money. Platinum, Gold, and Silver members get $10 back for every $50 spent. Bronze members get $10 back for every $100 spent. That's $10 back for every 1,000 points earned. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, you're welcome to. 654-7627. Still have an awful lot to get to on the show and not a lot to do it. We are jamming 4 hours of sports talk into every show. There's no filler. That's the way it is here. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Georgia Tech, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I had a comment on Dan Gable and Larry Owens.
Yeah.
Larry Owens was the one that upset Gable.
Yeah, final match of his career.
Yeah, and it was quite a match. You can Google it. But Larry Owens was no fluke. It's just amazing that he was able to beat Gable.
Yep.
And then Gable became so motivated that for the Olympics, he had a whole wall of his house when he got up every morning. A whole wall of his bedroom that said, beat Russians. And he saw that every morning for about 2 years. That's what he woke up to.
Well, you know, again,
but I got to claim the fame, Walt.
For 35 years, Mike, he dominated his sport. I mean, for 35 years as an athlete and then as a coach, for 35 years, Dan Gable dominated his sport. And today he still does.
Yeah, he was definitely a driven man.
And today he still does motivational speaking.
But I got to claim the fame. I wrestled at Georgia Tech, and our best wrestler, Jim Pond, placed sixth in the Nationals and then later on qualified for the Greco-Roman Olympics. And Jim, I had to wrestle Jim every day, and we only had one wrestle off. He beat me. I think it was 8-3. He beat Larry Owens worse than that. So that's my claim to fame.
I missed the very start.
And he beat me, and Larry Owens beat Dan Gable.
How about that?
I think Larry Owens was on the downhill when that happened, but still I can.
That's
a little bit of a claim to fame.
Yeah, that's a tremendous accomplishment. That's absolutely incredible. Ramona told me you wanted to talk about Rulon Gardner.
No, I did. Other than I think they might have set an upper weight limit now on heavyweight. It used to be unlimited.
I got my wrestlers confused.
And maybe that's why they did it. I'm not quite sure. I think they didn't like the idea of these behemoths, you know, coming out there. And, you know, they weren't maybe that athletic. Although Gardner was, he could move. He was fat, but he could move.
Gardner did not. No one would have ever imagined Gardner was a wrestler looking at him. He was. It's not like he was cut.
Yeah,
he was flabby.
Face.
He was 400 pounds. I mean, no one would have ever imagined that Rulon Gardner was a wrestler looking at him.
But when you saw that Russian, I think I saw him at the Atlanta Olympics, and you knew that was a man when you saw that guy.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, well, that's why, again, it was such a shock. I mean, you know, when Karelin lost, no question about it.
Yeah. But that was the Larry Owens match was one of the big all-time big upsets in sports history, I would say also. Larry Owens beating Dan Gable.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, that's a good point. If you reverse that.
He didn't just beat him. It was an amazing match.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, if you reverse that, that's also one of the greatest upsets, especially given the domination of Dan Gable as we've laid out here over a 35-year period. So, yeah, you're spot on with that.
Larry put a fireman's carry on him and took him to his back.
Yep. Yep, exactly right. That's a good job, Mike. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, that's a really good point that you could consider Larry Owens' upset of Dan Gable one of the biggest upsets of all time. Again, Dan Gable was 182-0 in his high school and college career before he lost that final bout and then went on to win the Olympics and didn't give up a point. Brian from Central says Boston College over FSU. I don't know. I sort of thought that one was going to happen. Not by 34-3 or whatever the score of that game was. I'm going backwards here for a second. And that is to this. If I can find it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong page. Wrong page. You talk, Ramona. Well, I look. You carry on the show. Here it is. Now I just need to come up. All right. Earlier,
I couldn't think of nothing.
SG took care of this and sent me the letter. I asked for somebody to send me this letter earlier, and
that's right.
Yes, and a listener has found it. So here's the letter that was sent by Rob Manfred or his secretary to Miss Arlene Martley, the president of the Shoeless Joe Jackson Museum in Greenville, South Carolina. Dear Miss Markley, actually, I guess it is the same name. The C looks different. Must have been done on two different typewriters, Ramona. All right.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because I think they still use typewriters up there at the Major League Baseball office. Here's how this letter reads. This is what the commissioner of baseball, the TORP commissioner of baseball, actually sent to the Shoeless Joe Jackson Society in response to them, the society requesting that Jackson be reinstated. Thank you for your letters of March 30th, 2015 and June 22nd, 2015 requesting removal of Joe Jackson from Major League Baseball's ineligible list. I have asked my staff to research what can be learned from the historical record of the 1919 World Series and its aftermath. What support existed for Hall of Fame consideration for Mr. Jackson during his long period of eligibility following his separation from baseball in 1920 until the National Baseball Hall of Fame's action in 1991? And what consideration previous commissioners have given to the many requests made of them to respond to this very question? The results of this work demonstrate to me that it is not possible now over 95. Now, listen to all of this closely. That is not possible now over 95 years since those events took place and were considered by Commissioner Landis to be certain enough of the truth to overrule Commissioner Landis's determinations. Notwithstanding, Mr. Jackson's excellent career performance, and this is where not only did Manfred go off the rails and go way too far, but he basically demonstrated the totally disingenuous nature of his action. Because this is the most ludicrous response ever given by a league official at any level, at any time, any place, anywhere. And there's nothing hyperbolic about what I just said. Notwithstanding Mr. Jackson's excellent career performance, I also note that during the many decades he was eligible for election to the National Hall of Fame, he received only 4 total votes. 2 out of 222 cast in 1936 and 2 out of 202 cast in 1946. I appreciate that Mr. Jackson's placement on the ineligible list undoubtedly cast a shadow across his candidacy.
Oh,
but
duh.
This expression of opinion from those who saw him play and knew him personally has significance concerning the suitability of such an honor.
I remember this guy.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Some of these people who are allegedly intelligent are just so invincibly stupid. You would think that they would know that if you wanted to lay this off as being 100 years old and being the further removed from the scene of the crime, the less capable you are to adjudicate it, then that's what you should have done. You should have stuck to that. You're fine with that. It's basically a cop-out, but you were saying, well, you know, we can't do anything because Commissioner Landis was there at the scene and ruled on, we're now 90-some years later. I can't know better than he did. Okay, stop. Stop. But the rest of this is the most significant hogwash BS ever written or mouthed by a commissioner in the history of sport. Okay, I'll read this one more time. Notwithstanding Mr. Jackson's excellent career performance, I also note that during the many decades he was eligible for election to the National Hall of Fame, he received only 4 total votes, 2 out of 222 cast in 1936 and 2 out of 202 cast in 1946. I appreciate Mr. Jackson's placement on the ineligible list undoubtedly cast a shadow across his candidacy, but this expression of opinion from those who saw him play and knew him personally has significance concerning the suitability of such an honor. In other words, you labeled him ineligible, then held a vote, and no one voted for him, knowing
why would they vote for somebody that
knowing you had deemed him ineligible?
I mean, they're not the two people that did it probably said, I'm going to do it anyway, even though, you know, but it still didn't count.
Right. It's the most ludicrous assertion in the history of sports. Manfred basically saying that Joe Jackson wasn't good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. When Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb said he had the greatest swing they ever saw. And may have been, both those guys said he may have been the greatest natural hitter they ever saw. Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb said it, but because you deemed him ineligible and set that as a prerequisite, exactly. Texter 616 is saying exactly what I want to say, but I can't say it on air. That's the biggest miscarriage of justice in terms of evaluation, presiding over a player, over a league, that has ever been perpetuated on the public. That is absolutely garbage and totally reprehensible. In fact, none of that goes far enough. I would need to be on satellite radio to say what I'm really thinking about Rob Manfred in that regard. I knew the gist of what it was, but I forgot how badly it read. You know, I mean, it's remarkable that these people didn't read this and say, oh, no, don't send this.
Yeah, they didn't read it before they mailed it
out. Right, somebody said, oh, no, don't send this.
Well, he says how great he is and everything. Wasn't it a ban until he died?
Yeah, but he's...
So why can't they just put him in now that he's gone?
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, exactly. They were, and I've said that before as well regarding Joe Jackson, that it was a lifetime ban. Well, when your life is over, then you should be eligible regarding that. But listen, there was never any real evidence that Joe Jackson knowingly participated in the throwing of the World Series.
Was it for the rest of them, or did they just blank it?
Oh, yeah, there were others.
Evidence on the other ones and just not him?
But quite the contrary. In Jackson's case, all of the evidence regarding how he played and what he did all supported him as an MVP candidate. So it's hard to argue that a guy who played that well was engaged in throwing the ball.
Yeah, he could
or throwing throw the throwing
he
the
was,
series.
He was doing too good during the game to have thrown it.
That's right. Texas said, Walt, that's what I hate most about baseball. Nobody has the guts to do what's right. Exactly right. And that's the case here. I mean, again, I get the cop-out path, which is throw it on the previous commissioners, say we're too far removed from the scene of the crime. We're 100 years later. If all these other commissioners didn't act, then I can't at this point either. You should have stuck to that. But when you started down the path of Joe Jackson wasn't good enough to be in the Hall of Fame because in the 2 years that there was a vote on him, he didn't get any votes. And then the next sentence he admits, well, I admit the fact that we had named it, we had labeled him ineligible to be elected.
Yeah, may have influenced the vote. That to the letter.
Right, may have influenced the vote.
He should have let that part out.
Just despicable. Absolutely despicable. I've said this before on air, Ramon. I said it when we first saw this 3 years ago, or four, whenever this was, 3 years ago. When we first saw this letter 3 years ago, I said then that if the Shoeless Joe Jackson Museum would like my aid, I would love to go after Rob Manfred. I'd love to get Manfred on the show, but I don't think Manfred ever comes out. I think he's like a vampire, never sees the light of day. I mean, has anybody heard Manfred interviewed anywhere? I mean, you see these brief, public proclamations where a microphone will be stepped. But has anybody ever heard him do a sit-down interview? I mean, maybe he has. Maybe he's been on Rome or something. Commissioners have been on with Rome before. Maybe Manfred's been on. I don't know. But I don't hear him anywhere. To me, he's just a little weasel. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
The Kelly Gramling Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tim Beray, Clemson's legendary sports information director, also known as Clemson Google, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gramling Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you heard about the changes over at Ted Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000 square foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Shop Lowe's 4th of July savings all week for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you're looking for a major upgrade, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-Eleven. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Shoeless Joe Jackson in his career hit 356, but wasn't good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. 356. Batting average of 356 for his career. hit 400, 408 actually in 1911. Here are some of his averages. 1910, 387. That was limited games, so we'll skip that. 1911, his first real full season in the major leagues, hit 408. 408, 395, 373, 338, 308, 327, 341, 301, 354, 351, 382. You know, again, they should have kept with their original argument. The original argument they could have at least passed off as believable, but the rest of it was not believable. I'll tell you who else doesn't sound very believable, but before I do that, let me get to Turner's Jewelers. Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, it's an incredible place. Family-owned. Mark Turner and his family have owned Turner's forever. It's just a great place. Go see them. They have everything you could possibly think of in the world of jewelry. Diamonds, if it's time to pop the question, if you're looking for a special diamond, if you're looking for an affordable diamond, Mark Turner has it in stock right now. You can go see him at any time. He can show you all the diamonds that you want. He has something in every class, every grade, every price range. Mark can hook you up. So if you're getting ready to make the most important decision of your life, you need to go see Mark Turner. And again, not only do they have an incredible selection of diamonds and mountings to choose from, but they also have 3D CAD technology, and they can bring any personal design to life for you. They can make it, and they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days once you authorize the final approval. The Pandora, they have a giant Pandora selection. In fact, they have a Pandora store now within the store that's run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. Pandora is the hottest thing in all of jewelry, and Turner's has an enormous selection of Pandora. Pearls, watches, you want a manly watch, can't find one elsewhere, you can certainly find it at Turner's. Gemstones, Turner's is an incredible store with incredible people. You'll never feel pressured. They'll treat you the same whether you're looking for a $50 piece of jewelry or a $100,000 piece of jewelry. It's Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Go see them today. You will thank me later. You have something you want to say?
Yes. That argument about it being 100 years old doesn't hold water either, because he died in 1951. So they should have been considering it then.
No, you're 100% right. There's really no argument to be made against Shoeless Joe Jackson at this point. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So you want to get in on any of that, you're welcome to do so. And then there's this. Dee sent me this morning. I didn't feel like commenting it at the time because I didn't have any information on it. I started researching it. I saw the photo that many of you may have seen by now, the photo of what is allegedly LaShawn McCoy's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. Her name is Delicia Corden. A friend of hers put the photos up on Instagram. Her name is Mia Dore. She charged that, and by the way, the photo is very graphic. It's of a beautiful young woman whose face has been destroyed. Just destroyed. And this friend of Delicia Corden's is accusing McCoy of way more than that. She's accusing him of not only beating Delicia Corden, she is accusing him of beating his dog, Henny, until the dog went into kidney failure, of beating his son until into submission, of drug use, of steroid use. She's accusing him of virtually everything an individual can be accused of. Now, if you look back in, you know, this name may stick to him now for other reasons, in Shady McCoy's history, there's a lot of negative stuff. A lot of negative stuff. There's a suggestion that he got away with beating two cops because he knew the judge, and the judge was an Eagles fan, and all this stuff. So I don't know what the truth is in any of that. I'm not going to try and adjudicate it. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. Nor do I know what happened here.
Sounds like he just went on a beating his whole family.
Well, here's the thing. Again, when it's one time and it's random and it's out of the blue, anyone can say anything about anyone. And you just have no way of knowing whether it's real. I mean, you know, we live in a society with a mob mentality where, you know, as soon as somebody says something about someone, we're ready to jump on it and say, well, that must be true. Even though there's may not be any evidence of it being true. And the only real evidence that we have that this might be true is the photo where this woman appears to have been beaten badly. Or at the very least, she has sustained significant facial injuries because it's a head or upper torso shot. She has sustained significant injuries in some method. So there's that. Gator Neal says she tags TMZ on Instagram but doesn't go to the cops. I wouldn't say that means that. Again, she's not the victim, so I think that's important to remember. She tagged more than TMZ. She tagged the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League.
This is the friend.
The friend.
Yeah, maybe the victim was saying she didn't want to do anything.
Right. So
her friend just had enough.
Huh? Right, Neil. So I don't think you can jump to that conclusion because I think it may be as Ramona describes it. It may be that the friend has just had enough of her being victimized is how she saw it. And knew she couldn't go to the police, but she did the next best thing she could think to do. And again, she sent this to the Buffalo Bills, the National Football League, TMZ, everyone she could think of. And the injuries to this woman are graphic. I mean, it's not a pleasant thing to see, let alone to experience. Again, we don't know that he did this. We don't know that it's true. We don't know. But we do know that he has a history. And once you start with the history and you have a past and there are other incidents of you being involved in alleged wrongdoing, then I think it makes it rightly or wrongly more believable when someone comes forth with this. And then there's the obvious question of why would she do it, you know, if it wasn't so. Now, he, of course, has denied it, but his denials have not been to the degree that you would expect given these type of allegations. I'm looking at this photo again. I mean, what has been done to this woman's face, the injuries this woman has incurred are incredibly graphic. I mean, I can't imagine her face will ever look the same. Now, I don't know exactly when this is alleged to have occurred. I don't know any of that. All I know is this. If this guy did these things, he should never, never, ever, ever play a snap of football in the National Football League again. He should be in prison which is where he belongs if he did these things. If he did this to this woman, he's a chicken bleep coward who belongs in prison. If he did this to a dog, he's a chicken bleep coward who belongs in prison. I'm not even going to get into what the claim about his son or the claim about his drug use or anything else. But this woman, the friend, let him have it. Both barrels. And it is a despicable story. And I guess it begs the question, you know, what are you going to do, National Football League? If you find that he was involved in this, you going to suspend him 2 games? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, National Football League? If these things are true, this guy should never step on an NFL football field again. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They're the best in the industry. It's all they do. They work on these vehicles all day. It's all they do. They know them inside and out, and they'd be glad to help you. Today is Tuesday. That means tomorrow's Wednesday. You know what Wednesday at Anderson First Class Halt means? It means you can get the wheel deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt wheel deal will get a brake inspection, balancing of your tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's a great way to get introduced to First Class Halt. Only 8 people a week can take advantage of it. Call the Anderson number. Tell them you want the Walt wheel deal. Do it now. 864-260-9600. David Simpsonville, you're up as soon as we come back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One security studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Love driving a